I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Eurotrip.
Live from Malmö.
So here we go then, our very first live episode from the host city of Eurovision 2024. Welcome to Sweden. We are here bringing you daily episodes for the next few days as we build up to the big grand final on Saturday. And James, we are here with our very first episode, a very special episode with so many of the class of 2024 and a bonus Eurovision winner.
Yes, we're chatting now and it is, I'm checking my phone because there's a glaring clock in the distance but I can't quite see it, but it is 5 to 7 in the evening. The turquoise carpet has just come to an end, so this is essentially the very start of Eurovision week, isn't it? So all of the artists are dressed up, going down the what we'd normally call a red carpet, getting their photos taken, chatting to the press to mark the start of Eurovision week.
The sun is shining, Eurovision is here, and our daily episodes start now. You're listening on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This is the Eurotrip.
Yes, you mentioned just there, Rob, we'll be here for the next few days. Should we clarify? Every day this week, as we usually do, as we did in Liverpool last year, as we did in Turin the year before. We're here to look forward to the shows, react to the shows. We're going to chat to the artists, some heads of delegations, some journalists as well who will be joining us in the press centre. Basically, this is going to be your number one place for the best coverage of Eurovision 2024.
Some very, very exciting guests already lined up for the next few days. Of course, we have our live event here in Malmö on Thursday, which is hugely exciting. We know loads of you who are here in Malmö are coming along, which is absolutely fantastic. But James, I've already mentioned it, the sun is shining, Eurovision week has started, we're stood by the canal looking across what is a lovely Swedish vista, and we are looking at the venue that has held already the opening ceremony of Eurovision 2024.
Yes, well, the opening ceremony comes after the turquoise carpet, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, so you're such a pedant.
Well, they're two separate events, I guess. So the turquoise carpet is where all the artists come down, and then they have this big grand party, don't they, afterwards, which is the opening ceremony, which is going on as we speak. So we're chatting just after the turquoise carpet as the sun is beginning to set on a honestly a delightful spring evening. It wasn't a delightful spring afternoon, I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, we both have our raincoats in our bags, but it is lovely now to see the sun shining. So what are we bringing you on today's episode? The first live episode from here in Malmö. We are bringing you all of the highlights from the turquoise carpet.
Very well done. You got it right this time.
Honestly, this episode is jam-packed with the class of 2024. And I also mentioned there is a bonus Eurovision winner in there for you. So keep listening for that. I mean, should we get to it? There are so many artists to cram in. You're going to hear from so many people over the next... I couldn't even give you an amount of time because I have no idea how long this episode's going to be.
But it's going to be great fun. We chatted to as many of the artists as we could. It was a busy afternoon, wasn't it? So we didn't manage to chat to them all. But hopefully, we chat to your favourite. Let's find out.
You're listening to The Eurotrip,
the world's favourite Eurovision podcast.
So, Raven from Slovenia, the first artist to join us on the turquoise carpet. How are you finding the Eurovision 2024 experience? A long time coming for you, of course. You've attempted to represent Slovenia a few times, but this is your year.
Amazing. I think no one can really prepare you for how this experience will go, but for now it's been great. Yeah.
And of course, you co-wrote your song with Bojan from Joker Out. Has he given you any tips or advice about what you could expect, but also about preparing for that on stage experience, which of course at Eurovision is unlike anything else?
Yeah, he gives me a lot of advice.
Too much advice?
Anyway, he gives me a lot of advice. No, but I think the best advice that he has given me is just to get some sleep. So I'll try to do that.
How's it going so far? Because it's pretty full on, isn't it?
not good yet. No, but I think by Tuesday it's going to be fine.
Raven, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Musti from Belgium. Yeah. It's been a long time coming for you. You found out back in the summer of 2023. Yeah. How does it feel to finally be here?
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. I'm just like, I can't wait. It's too long now. A lot of work during these weeks, and I just want to deliver the message and be on stage. It's like, it's too long now. So I feel like it's a bit crazy, but I feel like in the Netflix movie also. I'm like a character in a movie. It's so weird. You know, it's a bit unnatural, you know, all that. It's... like, or Madonna, but during 2 days, it's so weird.
Maybe they do another Eurovision movie and you could star in it.
Yeah, of course. I love this movie. It's so fun. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good representation of Eurovision because it's, yeah, I love the movie.
Rehearsal week has just been and gone. How was it? You had a couple of rehearsals. What were they like?
The first one, I was a bit depressed after, to be honest, but I think like a lot of artists, because there were a lot of adjustments to make, a lot of things that I didn't like, some shots, some lights, something, but it's normal, I think. It's the first one. And then the second one, I really feel that they understood our message and they changed a lot of stuff. And I was like, okay, there's a step up here. It's the good direction. So I was a bit like... to relieve, I was like, okay, we are on a good way, but there's still some work to do. But it's normal for me; it's a work in progress until the last second, you know.
And the stage is huge. Are you nervous when you get up there?
The first rehearsal, I was nervous, yeah, completely. The second one, I was a bit more enjoying the thing, more pleasure, more living the moment. That's the hardest thing at Eurovision, to be in the moment, because it's going so fast. There's too many informations. But the second one, I was more comfortable. Yeah.
Best of luck for this week. Thanks for chatting.
And I'm a fan of your entry, Ali Alexander. I'm a fanboy since long time.
Have you met him yet?
Yeah, of course. We did some content together and yeah, love him and love the staging. It's amazing. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Aiko from Czechia. Yes. We first met in a basement studio in London in January.
I know. A lot has changed since.
Here we are, Eurovision week.
Yes.
How is the experience so far?
It's been amazing. You mean this week or the months that we've
got? Let's talk about the whole thing. The whole thing leading up to right now.
Okay. It's been intense. It's been a lot. We've had the pre-parties, the fans, the ups and downs, the staging, and I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm also sort of sad that it's ending.
From the artist's perspective, because I don't think necessarily the fans understand this, how hard it is to go from rehearsal to rehearsal to event to pre-party. There's so much to pack into such a short space of time.
I have been blessed with hyperactivity, to be honest. So I've managed, but it's been a lot just because you sleep a few hours, you meet all the people, you try to be as nice as possible, and... you prepare your shows for months and months, and now you finally see it, the fruit of it. So it's been a lot.
And the staging is ambitious. It's fantastic. How pleased are you with how it looks?
I'm super happy with the staging. I think the team that worked on it is amazing. And it's one thing to see, like, this is the LED content. This is the dance. This, like, we're going to have pyro, but see it come together. Oh, it looks so good.
And finally, because I know you've got other interviews to do, we have a present for you. Because the first time we spoke, you said your favourite biscuits were...
Oh, my God, no way! Thank you so much.
So there you go.
Such a massive sweet tooth, so I'm just going to be like, not sharing with anyone.
Enjoy them and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Cilia Kapsis from Cyprus. Yes. Nice to see you again. We spoke to you about a month ago on the podcast. And you were telling us how everything was going. Yeah. How's the last month been? Because almost that's the most important month, right?
It's been amazing. It's been great. A lot of new things, a lot of new experiences, a lot of new things that I've learned, we've learned, but it's been a great experience so far, yes.
When we spoke last, you were telling us what one of your favourite or one of your first Eurovision memories was, and it was seeing Eleni Ferreira. Tell me what happened, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah. We went out for dinner together. I was like starstruck. My delegation surprised me. And I was like, okay.
So you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. So I was going out for dinner. I was like, oh, sushi, yum, let's go. They're like, okay, so there's six other people coming. And I was like, sorry, who? And they're like, oh, you'll see. And then as I see her walking, I'm like, do you expect me to start screaming in the middle of a restaurant? And I start crying. I'm not joking.
So did you scream? Did you cry?
I did. That's what I'm saying. Everyone's thinking I was crazy. But what do you expect? It's a little letter. Like, come on, guys, you know? But she's amazing. Like, oh my God, she's such a kind-hearted person, super talented, and I absolutely love her. And she gave me some great advice, so yeah.
And rehearsal week was last week. We've seen some snippets. We've seen a little bit. The vocals are very important, but also for you, the choreography. There's a lot going on there, right?
There's a lot. There's a lot of things going on, yes. And to mush them all together is a very difficult thing. So still working on that, but we got it.
Best of luck for the rest of the week, Celia.
Thank you, guys. Nice to see you guys again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hello on the podcast once again to Killeen from Austria. Killeen, how are you?
Yeah, hi, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Now, Killeen, we talk a lot about Malmö, what's going on here, but what is the support like back in Austria? Are you getting some lovely messages from people at home really wishing you well for the week to come?
Totally. Like, I got very, very sentimental. Today, a week ago, we arrived in Malmö, and it was like the farewell moment, and everyone texted me, and I was like, oh, I don't know, like, I don't even know what to compare this to, because I got all emotional. It was very, very lovely, and yeah, so now I'm just excited to show everyone what we've been working on.
And when you joined us on the podcast last, of course, we were talking about how you've gone from Eurovision bridesmaid to Eurovision bride. This is This is your moment now. So how has that whole experience been, being the main artist? Did you know what to expect, or has it been different?
It has been a little different, but only in like more positive ways. I've really been overwhelmed by the community support, by everyone's energies, and also, yeah, in some meetings I still forget that it's about me. I feel like, okay, yeah, we're watching this performance of the song, and then it's my song, this is my moment. So I'm still in the middle of just fully grasping everything. I'm really, really grateful for every single moment I get to experience this. Yeah, it's been a dream.
And excited for the semi-final?
Definitely, yeah, I can't wait. And I still have to wait two more days to be back on that stage. Yeah, no, I'm extremely excited, yeah.
Killeen, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Gorte from Norway. I hope the pronunciation was okay.
It was good.
Perfect.
Good is enough for me. Take me back to the national final, MGP. Did you ever think you would be standing here at Eurovision when you were performing in the national final?
I think that we we are people that doesn't think so much in front. We're like taking one day at a time, but of course we knew that we had a chance, and
I was just sorry. I was just so many things.
I was no, really confused. No, when you was
sorry. No, you were saying I had
okay.
Yeah, the national finals. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And what about the performance that we're going to see? Because we saw the national final. We've seen a snippet from your rehearsals. It looks full on. Like, it looks like everything's going on. You know, the lights, the camera angles. It looks intense, right?
It is intense, but we think that like when we attended to Norwegian Eurovision competition, it was very important for us to not compromise on who we are and what we are doing with our music and what we have been doing for so many years.
And we've always been such a visual band and a physical band. But in Eurovision, you can really release the full potential. You can really, like, you get the massive light rigs, all the smoke, all the wind and everything. So for us, it's just really releasing a potential that the band has had for quite a while. And now it's blowing up.
And are you ready for the semi-final?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Best of luck. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard from Norway's ACT. Let's chat to Norway's head of delegation, Stig Carlson. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
How is it for you this year? We've spoken to you a lot in the past, and you've often had English language songs. This year you've got Norwegian, which is very different for you now nowadays, isn't it?
It's very cool because every time when Norway have done really, really well, I mean like winning and being really up there on the top of the result list, then we have had something Norwegian included in the music. And so it's right, it's rock, but it's also folk, traditional Norwegian music. So it's really cool.
And I guess that gives a nice reaction back home in Norway as well, because the viewers there get to hear their language, they get to see that on a worldwide scale, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
What do you think Norway's chances are this year? I guess you're sitting there or standing there thinking, right, we're definitely going to qualify, that's sure. But what about the result for the grand final? I guess your hopes are high.
You know, there's a big competition this year because there's a lot of great songs, a lot of great artists, but there's none really big favorites of people. So it's like it's going to be between a lot of different countries this year. Some years you have like almost you can tell who will be top three or who the winner will be. This year it's much more uncertain who will take the trophy home. And I think Gotte will stand out. You know, it's nothing like it. So that's a positive thing. And so it's going to be exciting. Let's see how this turns out.
Does it make it more difficult that there's not a standout favourite this year? Obviously, there's so many other countries that could win it this year. Does it make it more difficult than if there was a runaway favourite?
You know, because you have a few songs which is novelty act, and they will probably share the votes, you know, between them. And the same thing for the mainstream pop songs. And so I think we have a good chance because we have like a song which is so different from everyone else. But you never know. It's every year people want different stuff, and let's see if they want to rock this year or if they want a ballad or whatever. We just have to wait and see.
And quickly tell us what it's like to be in the green room during the semi-final voting sequence. You know, you're waiting for your country's name to be announced. Is that the most stressful time?
Even though you're very confident because you're there with a great artist and great songs, it's always very nerve-wracking. I have to say it's a nightmare every time.
But you're looking forward to it, right?
Oh yeah, we enjoy the pain.
Stig, thanks again for chatting, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You're listening to The Eurotrip,
the world's favorite Eurovision podcast.
When you aren't listening, find us on social media at Eurotrip Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
So next up, Tally from Luxembourg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. Very, very good. please describe your outfit for us, because this is a podcast, so people can't see it, which makes it quite hard. But go on, do your best.
So I'm wearing a leather jacket with embroidered jewels all over it, made by Yanis. He's such a king. Everything is handmade, each and every jewel. And then I'm wearing a body cat suit that is also sparkly. So very sparkly. I'm wearing really big sparkly rings and high black leather boots.
What's it like being, I'm trying to think how many inches are on there. What's it like being 7 inches taller than usual?
Powerful. I feel so powerful.
Do you get to keep the jacket after this?
I think so. I'm so excited. It is 7 kilos, though.
So heavy.
Very heavy, and my shoulders are like a bit, you know. But we're thriving.
And well, you talk about thriving. Obviously, you are Luxembourg's first representative for 30 years. Are you feeling the pressure, or are you very, very, very pleased to be there and be here?
Both. Extremely honored, extremely pleased. So thankful and grateful, but also, yeah, definitely a little bit of pressure. Mm-hmm.
But very excited about the week to come.
Exactly.
Tali, thank you so much for chatting to us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Nice to meet you guys.
And next up we have Angelina from Italy. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
How does it feel to be one of the most talked about people this week? One of the most talked about people in this room, I think, because people are loving your song and talking about your chances very, very strongly for the weekend.
I'm very honored. I'm very proud. I want to live this experience with all myself. I don't want to lose anything of this experience. So I feel the love of the people, yeah, and the support.
I was going to say nothing prepares you for Eurovision, but does Sanremo prepare you for Eurovision? Such a huge competition with such a long history. Has that helped?
Oh, when you do music and when you do this life, you're never prepared. I think that. I have no very much expectation for the future in general. So I'm never prepared.
And what's your favorite part been of the Eurovision experience so far?
The stage. I really love this stage. I want to come back on it now because it's beautiful.
What is the experience like of being an artist on that stage? Because when people see it on TV, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very strange. You feel little. You feel like a little fish in a big ocean, and but it's beautiful because there are a lot of people working with us for all. It's not just me. There is a great team, and there is a great organization. So it's a way to share music with the other. So that's very important.
Angelina, thank you so much and good luck.
Thanks to you.
Marina Sati from Greece. Welcome to the Eurotrip. How are you?
We're good. I'm good. We're ready.
Ready for Eurovision. Take me back to the moment where you found out that you were going to represent Greece at Eurovision. What was that moment like?
So I was in my car driving, and I don't remember exactly who I was on the phone with, but they were like, would you like to go to Eurovision this year? It was actually something that we had discussed again for 3 times with the Greek national channel. I didn't feel ready at the time to deal with all this, big exposure, but also this amount of information. I wanted to do some things, to grow, not only artistically, but also mostly personally. Now I'm very glad that I'm here. I feel very happy, very confident, very excited. I can't wait to go on stage and show you guys what we have presenting for this long time.
So what happened in the car? You said you were in the car, and so did somebody call you then? And you said yes straight away?
They were like, no, I didn't say yes. I was like, this dilemma again. But then I thought about it, and I feel like everything was pointing out that it was time for me to do it this year.
And how important is it for you to sing in Greek? Because, of course, the Greek entries aren't always in Greek, sometimes in English, but for you it is in Greek. How important
yes.
is that?
So for me it's very special, not only that we're here, but the way we are here. There's this lyric in our song that says, I'm going to do it my way. This is exactly what it is, like not changing, bringing who we are, who I am, my truth, my experiences, the combination and the... contrast of images that I've seen in my life growing up as a part of this generation in Greece, with this very rich tradition and culture, but also being modern people, modern Europeans, and having this dream that we from Greece could also be able to share something and to be part of this international dialogue and this artistically, but to bring something also to the West. Because usually it happens the other way, as at least while I was growing up, always everything that was inspiring us and that we were being influenced by was either from America or from the UK, the Spice Girls or the Backstreet Boys. Actually, you know, that's my generation music. Hopefully, I would love to be part of this dialogue. If not me, maybe someone else from my country. And to be able, you know, to be part of this game.
Well, let me just wish you the very best of luck for your semi-final and fingers crossed for the grand final too.
Thank you very, very much.
Let me introduce you from Estonia. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a go. Vis minustan pulup?
Yes, that's pretty much accurate, yeah.
Oh, I've been practicing that every day since you were selected.
And now for the title of our song, please.
I'm going to pass over to my colleague.
All right.
The title of their song, please.
Oh!
Nendest?
Minus pump? that was wrong, yeah. Just to clarify.
Nendest narkootikumidest
ei tea me küll midagi.
So I think I got about 3% of the song title.
3 is generous.
What is Eurovision like? You know, since you were selected in Estilao, how has the experience been?
It's been amazing. I mean, we've been out every day discovering the city. You hear a lot of stories about Malmö in the news before you come here, but the reality, it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, it's been amazing. We all feel very good here, and culture and food and drinks.
Very friendly people around us, professional and friendly.
Very professional people here, yeah.
And you guys are a very fun act, aren't you? There's a lot of fun on the stage when we watch. We know you are all having fun. I guess, do you feel like a lot of people are going to watch and think, I'm going to vote for them because they are so much fun as well?
Well, I hope so. That's the idea of it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't have to vote for it. I mean, but if
you go for Denmark.
If you like... Okay, you go. Go.
If you don't like to vote, you can just dance our dance. That's also okay.
That's our motto, yeah. No dance, just votes. Or vice versa, yeah.
Please dance, not drugs.
Actually, that was the motto, actually, yeah, yeah.
And rehearsals, have they been good for the last week for you? No, I don't believe you.
Awful. Awful. We've been doing really, really bad at the rehearsals, but that's intentional because we want to get the odds down. Do you know what I mean?
So you're betting on yourself, right?
Of course. Who else? Maybe the Danish girl as well, but, you know, yeah.
I think Bruce Springsteen just arrived. Oh, no, it's yours, yeah.
It's yours.
I can see your instrument. So are you going to give me a blast of your instrument?
Of course. Blast of Talharpa.
Then laulu.
Leid meie seljas on prügikasti leid. Politsei kroonika ja suvilas on reid. Ainus kott, mis näha täis, pandi pudeleid. Hey!
Well done. Very best of luck for the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So finally then, let's wrap up our coverage of the turquoise carpet with a Eurovision winner. Carola, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
What's it like being back in Malmö? You bought Eurovision here back in 92. You won in 91, you brought it here in 92. What's it like being back?
It's interesting. It's a special town for me because when I was 16, I won with Främling Stranger. You know, that was 83 in Malmö.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's like my...
I mean, you and Malmö are just joined together.
It's like an open gate towards Europe, kind of. And it is. You can drive to Denmark, you have a little bit more international vibe, and it feels great. I've been having fantastic concerts here, and 41 years later, I'm still touring, I'm still doing my songs and my heart and my passion, and the audience is there, So I'm really thankful to the Eurovision.
And do you still look back after all this time? As you say, you are a Eurovision winner. No one can take that away from you. What an unbelievable thing to have done.
You know, 83, I came number three. 91, I won. And that was a close race with France. And then I was in Eurovision 2006. And that was a good song.
You just can't stay away.
They've been, you know, it's been like we've been married together, but I've been having, you know, so many other things going on in my life with music, like super good stuff, you know, so, yeah, and because I started so young, I could, you know, still continue, and I feel young.
And you're here, of course, with Marcus and Martinus this year, who are representing Sweden. What do you think of the boys?
I think they're wonderful. I think they're very stable and good performance. But it's very many other good songs too this year. You know, I have some favorites and stuff. So, nah, it's an interesting game in a way, because it's like a temperature over the feeling over Europe and what's going on. And sometimes, you know, it's just totally surprising who's going to win, and sometimes it's yes.
And there is something, just finally, something very special about Sweden and Eurovision.
It is, you think?
Oh, I mean, you as a country, Sweden, and your love for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, yeah, maybe it's been, you know, the idea of that you can make it overnight, both what happened with me, but also that actually it's a festive, it's like an Olympic game. And I like that when we come together. I think that's the most beautiful thing, that we share and we feel we share on our own country. You know, maybe you don't make it worldwide, like Celine Dion, who competed and stuff, and Or ABBA. But, you know, you become something where you're supposed to be. I'm in Scandinavia, and it's amazing still. And but you know, there's possibilities to travel around, but and I think that's fantastic. The idea of Eurovision is really incredible.
What a perfect way to finish. Carola, thank you so much for chatting.
Tack så mycket. Thank you.
So there you have it, the very first of our live episodes here from Malmö, done and dusted. Ridiculous, isn't it, that this week is just going to race by.
It is. I remember waking up this morning thinking, oh, I'm awake early already, it's going to be a long day. But that day's almost done, and we've got so many other days to come where it's going to be early mornings probably, late evenings definitely. But we're going to bring you all the best coverage, aren't we?
Should say a big thank you to all of you that have already come and spotted us around Malmö and said hello. It's always lovely to say hello, so please do if you see us around the city. But if you are listening at home, we really want to bring you the essence of what is happening here in Sweden. If you want to get in touch with any of your thoughts, with what you've heard, if you have any questions you want to send through to us, to ask journalists, artists, whoever it might be, then please do that. You can get in touch. James will give you all the details in a moment. But just to give you an idea of what's coming up next from us, we will be back tomorrow with our preview of semi-final number one.
Yes, so that episode will be with you first thing tomorrow morning, so Tuesday morning, bright and early. If you want your Eurovision fix, you can press play on the Eurotrip straight away to find out exactly what's going to be going down in semi-final number one.
So if people want to get in touch, if they want to share their thoughts, and if they want to leave us a rating and a review, James, how do they do it?
And as well, if you want to let us know about some Eurovision songs in the wild, I still want to hear them. Maybe you are in Malmö and you're just out and about, you might pass a cafe or like I did.
They count in Malmö?
Well, I passed a McDonald's yesterday at about 10 p.m, 10:30, and they were blasting Queen of Kings from Alessandra last year, so I guess it still counts. If you want to get in touch with that or anything else, don't forget we are at Eurotrip Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can email us as well, hello@eurotrippodcast.com. If you want to support us and help us out with what we're doing out here in Malmö, you can buy us a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/Eurotrip Podcast.
And before we say goodbye, James, is there any chance of a foot massage before tomorrow.
Not a chance. I'm desperate for one as well, honestly. Just standing there for so long. We waited about 90 minutes before we spoke to the first artist. My legs were killing.
Yeah, it was a busy, busy afternoon, but we hope you enjoyed it. So, from us, until tomorrow, you've not got to wait long. We'll say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.